It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. Today's the birthday of American Old West gunfighter, cowboy, and gambler Luke Short, born in Polk County, Arkansas in 1854. Also a saloon owner and a boxing promoter, he survived numerous gunfights, the most famous of which were against Charlie Storms in Tombstone, Arizona Territory, and Tim Courtright in Fort Worth, Texas. Short had business interests in three of the best-known saloons in the Old West, the Oriental in Tombstone, the Long Branch in Dodge City, and the White Elephant in Fort Worth. Although he was not yet 40 years old, by the start of 1893, it had become apparent that something was seriously wrong with Short's health. Doctors determined that he was suffering from kidney disease. This condition would be described in modern medicine as acute or chronic nephritis. Edema, then called dropsy, would have contributed to a slight puffiness in his face as well as the accumulation of fluid in his lower legs that made it difficult for him to stand for prolonged periods of time. He was in Fort Worth when a Kansas newspaper reported that he was lying at death's door. Short and a number of friends took the northbound Santa Fe train for Kansas. This place offered a change of climate as well as the medicinal qualities of its famous waters, which it would hoped would prolong his life. The move did not have the desired effect. He died on September 8, 1893. Just 2 days before Short's death, his wife's mother had died in the same city, and Hattie found herself a widow at age 29. Short's funeral took place there on September 10th. A line of carriages more than a mile long followed Short's body to Oakwood Cemetery. Interestingly, he had purchased his own headstone a short time before. And ironically, one-time foe Tim Courtright, whom he killed in 1887, is buried a short distance away. In popular culture, Short has been portrayed numerous times in film and television renderings of incidents in his life, and widely regarded Western writer Frederick Glidden, who died in 1975, used the name Luke Short as his pseudonym, although it is unclear whether his choice was deliberate or an interesting coincidence. In all, in a writing career that spanned 40 years, this Luke Short would produce more than 50 novels and dozens of short stories, many of which featured characters as daring as the original Luke Short, whose name he bore. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 22nd, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.